California are also under investigation by various authorities, and apparently think that by casting the blame on Russo for his minor accounting problem, elevated to the level of scandal in the newspapers in the United States, is somehow going to rescue them from further investigation of potential tax fraud, tax evasion, and accepting bribes. This is a story that has not heard the final shoe to drop by any means.
Thank you very much.
This is Joe Yuhas, your host, bidding you a good evening for the International Press Roundtable. Thank you very much for each member of our reporting team. And this is KGNU Boulder and Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 MHz.
Please join KGNU Community Radio as we welcome Amy Goodman, the award-winning host and executive producer of Democracy Now!, to the Boulder Theater this Thursday, April 21st. She will share stories of whistleblowers, organizers, and protesters who have brought about remarkable change to our country and the world, and present her newest book, Democracy Now!, 20 years covering the movements changing America. Tickets and information for this special evening with Amy Goodman can be found at kgnu.org or at the Boulder Theater website. Students with valid student IDs are eligible for half-price entry if they purchase their tickets at the door on the evening of the event. All proceeds will go to benefit the independent and local programming found on KGNU Community Radio.
The time is now 7:02. You are listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, and thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Cabaret Live on Tuesday night. My name is Riley Ann. I'm your host. And this evening, we are joined by the Wilson Harwood Trio. And it's quite the delight to see this array of instruments. I'm really excited about this. So would you guys like to start with a few tunes?
Sure. Let's kick it off. This first one's called Shenandoah.
I drink from your water. It's like I drink corn liquor and hops. When the barley wine is tempting me, you fade from my thoughts. Pour me from the bottom, hold me from despair. Your loving, caring mother, I'm so lucky for the care. Shenandoah, sing to me. Mountaintops of bounty, your leaves a golden chest. I long for you to gather me, hold me to your breast. Shenandoah, sing to me. Shenandoah, heal me. Thank you. story. They've helped me through the years. When the leaves have all fallen, I'm left with my fears. The blue hills tell my story. My seasons have all passed. I long for you to gather me, if only I can last. Shenandoah, sing to me. Shenandoah, heal me. Smiles outward all the time. Showed me a summer day, and all troubles went away. Roll away the day. Now I say roll away the day. Roll away the day. Now I say roll away the day. Roll away the day. Now I say roll away the day. Oh, roll away the day now. Roll away the day. Walter, run down her back, embrace her with all I have. Dancing around the room, my laughter we both consume. Roll away the day, now I say roll away the day. Oh, roll away the day now. Roll away the day. Oh, roll away the day. Now I say roll away the day. Oh, roll away the day now. Roll away the day. An open gaze, oh how did I love your ways. Roll away the day, now I say roll away the day. Roll away the day, now I say roll away the day. Roll away the day, now I say roll away the day. Oh, roll away the day now. Roll away the day.
All right, this next one is called Saturated in Sunshine.
Up around at the whole world, maybe things will be the way they should. I can feel your voice and your touch on my neck. Never thought we'd say goodbye. From the beach to the boat to the buoy, we lived every minute that the time would give. To the porch, to the pool, we lived every minute that we could. Now I'm sad. saturated in sunshine. But the blues is keeping me back. Now I'm saturated in sunshine, and I just need you back again with me. Never thought we'd say goodbye. All the things that you wanted were here, but I was trapped, and we were trapped alone in paradise. There was nothing that you could say. From the beach to the boat to the buoy, I just wanted you by my side. From the beach to the porch to the pool, I couldn't even say we didn't try. Now I'm saturated in sunshine, but the blues is keeping me back. Now I'm saturated in sunshine, and I just need you back again with me. I want you back, I want you can never come back, no. I want you back, I want you back, but you can never come back, no. And like the waves on the beach, we keep turning, turning over and over again. Now I'm saturated in sunshine, but the blues is keeping me back. I'm saturated in sunshine, and I just need you back again with me. Again with me. Again with me. Again with me. Again with me.
That was really great. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Riley.
Would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. So we got Rob Stragnell on bass over here, and then Will Vietnin on the drums. And we just got our power trio in the studio today.
Okay, awesome. So Wilson, I understand you play out in a lot of different capacities. You play out solo, you play with this trio. You've had some, you know, different ensembles that you've played with historically and probably in the future. What makes each of those ways that you play out distinct in the way that it sounds, or what people can expect when they see you play?
Yeah, it's actually kind of been one of the most interesting forms of taking the art lately in this direction of kind of starting from, hey, I'm Wilson Harwood making this music now, and then hiring on friends as band members and other musicians around. So each show is different. You know, even this show that we're having tomorrow night at Shine for the CD release party is going to be unique. I've never actually played with this trio before. And the last release show, we had a cello, and I had Rob on bass as well. So it's been really fun, I think, not knowing what each next new endeavor is going to be and what musicians will be on it. So I'm hoping that wherever this goes and wherever it takes me, it'll just continue to evolve and grow.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's cool. And there's looping too. That's the other thing. When I play solo, figuring out the live looping is really fun. It can be frustrating too, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about a little bit about what you do solo with looping, and, you know, how you got into that, and mm-hmm. how you build songs looping versus with an ensemble?
Yeah. So I've always been intrigued by the idea of looping, kind of starting back with seeing shows by Keller Williams and other loop artists. And when I started doing it myself, I started saying, hey, you know, how can I get the feel and the sound of a full band on a loop pedal? And it was kind of an ambitious goal. And to this day, I think it's still pretty ambitious. But it's opened up a lot of doors, and it's made it so when I do play solo and tour solo, I can still have that groove that I love. I just love the groove. I've always been had trouble going away from something that doesn't make me dance in a little bit.
Yeah, so for those of you who are listening, if you're not familiar with what a loop pedal is, it allows musicians to play and record live and then add layers with whatever they played and record on stage. So I'm curious, Wilson, how do you feel, since you've started looping, how do you feel that you've grown the most as a musician?
I think what it does is, especially with the looping, you have to be hyper-focused on your arrangement, hyper-focused on your sound. And I was saying, you know, to these guys earlier before we started, I play a lot with my headphones on. And so I'm constantly listening back to what I'm playing. I'm constantly recording now a ton. So I think I've developed more of an ear towards the arrangement and the subtleties of production. And I think that's been great. Will Vietnin over here on the drums, we spent 5 years in the band Rockton. And I think you could attest to the fact that we spent a lot of time in the practice room. And it's a whole another side of being a musician and developing your musicality.
So what were you excited about when you put this trio together as opposed to looping by yourself?
I'm super excited for being able to feel the rhythm and feel as it change and like build off of each other. That's something you can't get when you're looping. And just that interaction with other musicians is, you know, you can't replace that at all with a machine. So I'm really excited for that. And it's been amazing rehearsing and playing even today with these guys.
That's great. Well, you guys are great to listen to. You want to play a few more tunes for us?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just going to quickly drop this tuning real quick, but this next one is called Rose Petal.
We stay and all those candles slowly burning. get in our way as we look ahead and say,
This next one is called Path of Least Resistance. We're gonna play electric guitar now. The air is crisp and cool as a diamond at the end of a cutting stone blade. The leaves of the trees are pants of motion with the energy to grow and fade. My eyes are wide with a full night's rest as I watch the turbulent air. The crack of a branch and the rumble of a plane send a sound running crisp and clear. Plunder of thunder can leave my heart torn asunder, but the dawn of a bright and brimming air is enough to let me wonder. With every low point there is a renewal, a gradual fade of joy. I tend to live for the moments of precision where I thrive as a wonderful boy. So do what you want, feel what you're doing, laid back, slow stem morning. The food's on the table, but I'm hardly able to let my day start forming. There's a hand from a man with a pressure from a land way off in the distance. He wants me to earn and not so much learn. Take the path of least resistance. Go out, but my head's still missing that the thoughts go on as the world keeps spinning. Fruitful force of serene apprehension, let my life flow forth. My eyes are wide with a full night's rest as I listen to the birds, so I wake up best. Emotion is calm in the early dawn as I look to the day. As I look to the day with my arms folded down. As I look to the day. What you want, feel what you're doing, laid back, slow step morning. The food's on the table, but I'm hardly able to let my day start forming. There's a hand from a man with a pressure from a land way off in the distance. He wants me to earn and not so much learn. Take the path of least resistance. Thank you.
cable to let my day start forming. There's a hand from a man with the pressure from a land way off in the distance. He wants me to earn and not so much learn. Take the path of least resistance. Oh.
This next one is going to kick it up a notch. It's called Deadly Kiss of Venom.
The sun won't reach my bed this morning. The light won't waken up my eyes. I've got my lonely cozy socks on. My baby, she left me and she's long gone. She has a deadly kiss of venom. She has a kiss that goes right through you. And when you've finished with her loving, you feel like she just finished you. It breathes a near escape. For if you find a deadly woman, it's better if you pass her way. There's a juniper dying in the dark now. Its beauty has left it gone for good. The sorrow covers up the daylight. I shine through the night. Take me. There's nothing really wrong that I can see. A gentle wind's a-blowing, gonna push me back up on my feet. She's super dying in the dark now. His beauty has left him gone for good. His sorrow covers up the daylight. I shine through the night. With her loving, you feel like she just finished you. juniper dying in the dark now. Its beauty has left and gone for good. Its sorrow covers up the daylight, I shine through the night. Its sorrow covers up the daylight, I shine through the night.
That was great, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys are really fun to listen to. So I understand, Wilson, you have a CD coming out in the very near future.
Yes. Yeah, it came out today. Today is the CD release day, and then tomorrow is the CD release party.
All right. So when and where is that happening?
It's going to be at Shine Restaurant and Gathering Place down on Pearl Street. Doors open at 7, and Antonio Lopez will be opening at 7:30. Antonio Lopez is another amazing songwriter, musician from Longmont, Colorado. So I'm happy to have him on board. And then the trio will be there as well, and I'll be doing some live looping too.
And what formats are you releasing your album in?
It'll be released in compact disc form and also MP3s just on the internet. It should be everywhere, iTunes, and I'll be having records at the show tomorrow as well.
So if people want to learn more about the details of the show and your future shows, do you have a website or where do you like to direct
totally.
People?
Yeah, my website is wilsonharwood.com. So just HARWOOD.com. That's where you can catch all my shows, everything links to that, videos, music. I have a Facebook, facebook.com/wilsonharwood, and Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same. It's just at Wilson Harwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So could you tell us a little bit more about your album?
Yeah, totally. So it's been about a year in the making. The first song that I recorded off of it was Saturated in Sunshine, and that started as a demo just actually in my house, just recording with some room mics and just testing it out. And some of those original tracks actually made it on the final record. They sound great and give it some cool character. And from there, it was kind of piecemealed together. I was like, oh, wow, this is actually turning into a record. And that's kind of how it came together. And it was recorded in different areas, done some home recording, some time in studios. I worked with an amazing mixing engineer, recording engineer, Justin Peacock, another amazing engineer, Jay Elliott, from here in Boulder. Justin Peacock has a great website called The Hook Factory for other musicians that are interested. And then it was mastered by Brian Gardner, who's a great mastering engineer out in L.A. So it's great to see it come together. It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So does the album feature a full band, or is it more the solo act or sort of a combination?
Yeah, it's a combination. So it starts out with this really heavy song, Shenandoah, which I played earlier. We got drums, bass, you know, guitars. And by the end of the tune, it's just me on the acoustic just singing a ballad at the very end. So I just kind of wanted it to flow and, like, settle you down. But yeah, it's a mixture. And it's been experimental for me. You know, this is kind of the beginning of a project, so I'm figuring that out as I'm going. But it sounds great. I'm excited to finally release it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear the album, too. But it's great. It's such a treat to have you guys in the studio right now.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah. So aside from, you know, starting pretty heavy at the beginning of the album and sort of soft at the end, what were some of the things that went into how you decided to structure your album and even the significance of the title?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's important first to see that it is an EP, so it's only 5 songs. So it kind of has the vibe of just sort of displaying some of the different aspects of the sound that I've been writing the past year. And that includes kind of the bluegrassy vibe, but mixed with that sort of, I call it like surf pop vibe of Saturated in Sunshine. And yeah. What was the last aspect of that question that you asked?
Oh, what's the significance of the title? Why did you choose
the title,
is the title, and why did you choose that as the title of your EP?
Oh, totally. Okay, so there is a song on there, "Roll Away the Day," and I just liked the idea of rolling away the day, and taking that as the title track from the song and just putting it as the title of the album. Yeah, and the artwork's just like this sunset picture that I took a beautiful sunset of the Flatirons, and it just sort of all came together. And I was like, you know what, this is actually feeling really good. It feels like it fits the vibe of the album, and that's kind of how it came together.
That's really great. So when people listen to your album, what aspects of the songs or the songwriting or the overall structure, what are you hoping that really stands out to your listeners?
I think the main thing, the most recent thing that's been great is focusing on the songwriting itself, just the writing and the arrangements. So if I'm connecting with the listeners on that level, where people are feeling some sense of an emotion from a song and tapping their foot at the same time, that's kind of my goal. I think that's my overall artistic goal with a lot of stuff. But yeah, I'm hoping I'm getting better all the time, and I'm keep working hard at it. But it's been awesome focusing more on the songwriting, giving people just really strong songs and not worrying so much about, oh, is that a cool guitar solo or blah, 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 you know, mm-hmm. just focusing on getting the point across and the vibe across.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you guys have some more songs for us? I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, definitely. This next one is a newer song. It hasn't been recorded yet, but it is available on a live recording from this studio back in September. It's called Cars, and that recording is available on Bandcamp.
Delicate rolling right into town. What do you got underneath that hood? Yeah, I scooped up delicate dresses on. Maybe I should. Kicking back Cadillac, everything is feeling good. Mustang, everything motor on, understood. Mustang, everything motor on, understood. Kicking back, Cadillac, everything is feeling good. Work to the bone, shift after shift. Come on to song and get lit. Felt like was drifting through a haze. Every new day brought a brand new face. Track of money, let it wander on by. And then the break came like the flood and the rain. And I say, let me down from this nest. I enjoy flying, but it's time to. Down to thank you. it's time to rest. Let me down from this nest. And you're flying, but it's time to
once again, you're listening to KJNU Boulder, Denver. This is the Cabaret Program, and you're listening to the Wilson Harwood Trio. Such a treat to have in the studio this evening.
Thanks so much, Riley. All right. This next one is also a new song that hasn't been recorded. It's called Palisade Peaches.
I'm driving on a path all my own. Got five more cities till I'm on my way home. The dotted lines won't stop and the passing won't change. I'm just a happy I'm driving in my own lane. With Palisade peaches rolling down my chin. They drip to my belly button as I bite in again. By the road with no end. I live for the little things around each bend. Palisade, Colorado, another town on the road. There's a man with peaches he wants to unload. I hand him a dollar and say my goodbyes. He smiles with a nod and says, enjoy the sunshine. With Palisade peaches rolling down my chin. They drip to my belly button as I bite it again. Sweet life by the road with no end. I live for the little things around each bend.
Trio. And if you're really enjoying what you're listening to, and if you're interested in seeing them live, they are playing tomorrow evening at Shine for the CD release party. So more details are at wilsonharwood.com. So I understand that your CD release party also has a charitable aspect to it. Do you want to share some of that?
Yeah, I definitely do. There's a very cool website that actually approached me called Every Event Gives. And they're a ticketing service, but they give 50 cents of every ticket purchased online to a charity of your choosing. And I thought that was a really cool idea, so I decided to use their ticketing service. And 50 cents of every ticket that's purchased ahead of time, and even actually at the show as well, is going to go to Youth on Record, which is a nonprofit based out of Denver that helps at-risk youth get involved more with music through programs and a little bit of mentorship as well. Just being a part of the community and giving back to the community through music is a huge goal of mine and kind of has been throughout my whole career. And so I thought this was a cool opportunity to use that. And I'm glad there's services out there like that too. So big up to Every Event Gives. That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really incredible. So if people want to learn more about the ticketing service and how to get tickets, is that all linked to your website?
It is, yeah. It's all linked to my website. So you can go to wilsonharwood.com and then click on tour. And there's a find tickets button there. You can also go to the everyeventgives.com website and just type in Wilson Harwood and it'll pop up with the event as well.
That's great. So in terms of giving back, how do you feel that people sort of fostered or nurtured you as you were, you know, since you were little and, you know, that prompts you to want to give back now?
Oh man, I owe debts to so many people. So grateful for all the music teachers I've had throughout my life, and definitely for my parents for allowing us, my brother and I, to have such a great music education and valuing that since we were very young. I think, you know, I started playing violin at 5 and then was playing clarinet in school and then dropped that and picked up the guitar and then started playing in a ska band by the time I was 13, just in the garage kind of thing. And then, you know, continuing through college, all the great teachers I had in college, and anyone who's given me opportunities, I'm just very grateful for. So it's been a wonderful experience, and there's a lot to give back. And especially helping kids get involved with music. It's such an amazing thing to keep you focused and to make great friends. So any way I can do that, that's also important.
Yeah, that sounds really incredible. And it's such a treat to see a multi-instrumentalist go through so many different instruments in one session.
It's a bit ambitious.
So I'm curious, when you're working with all these different instruments, how does the instrument pull out a different side of your songwriting depending on what instrument you're holding in your hands?
That's a great question. There's times when you're like, hey, you know, this is kind of just feels like a singer-songwriter tune. You know, I don't know how to describe that any better than just like I might grab the guitar and strum, you know, G, C, and D and just kind of get the feel, the vibe of it. Other times it's like, you know what, this banjo part really embodies the vibe. But I think more than anything else, the instrument does create a vibe and a feel and sort of a certain expectation to the listener of, hey, if you're playing banjo, maybe this is going to have sort of a backwoodsy feel, or I'm expecting something bluegrassy or old-timey. And there's a lot of tradition and history with the instruments too, so you got to kind of play with that and spin that however you want it with your own writing. And the electric guitar is just soulful and groovy, you know. Every time I play electric guitar, I'm just in a different place. It's wonderful. And I wish I could do more with it, but I love playing all three. So it's wonderful to have them all on stage. And I didn't bring the ukulele. That's the newest addition. But I thought it was a goofy instrument, but I picked it up and love it. It's wonderful.
That's great. Are you going to be playing the ukulele tomorrow at your CD release show?
I will indeed, yeah.
Ooh, I might have to go now.
Yeah. Oh, I got you with the uke.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we have time, I think, for another song or two if you want to send us out with some music.
Yeah, totally. Maybe I'll do... We could do the can of beer, I guess. Sounds good. I'm going to have to tune real quick. So as I'm tuning here, I apologize for doing this on the radio, but this last one is a song my dad wrote called Can of Beer. It's the only cover we're doing, and it's not going very far because it's just my dad, so we're staying within the family. All right. It's kind of a bluegrassy tune.
Sitting here with a can of beer and a cigarette in my hand, and I know that before I go I'll open up another can. They say it's a crime to waste your time, there's a lot to what they say. I'd rather be here drinking my beer than working my life away. They say that you should struggle to be the master of your fate. But when you find your peace of mind, it's gone and it's too late. Don't let any man put you down because you don't play his game. There ain't enough time in this here world to listen to a man complain.
Think of you playing that song now?
I have no idea. He's probably like, oh no. No, I think he's probably very proud and happy. I think he's tuning in right now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they're flying out here for the show. They're stuck in Newark right now, so maybe they're streaming it in the airport. Yeah, so that was fun. Do we have time for one more? Or are we switching it out?
Yeah, we can send our listeners out with one more song. Again, thanks for tuning in. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and you're listening to the Wilson Harwood Trio. And once again, celebrating the CD release party of Wilson Harwood's EP tomorrow evening at Shine Restaurant, if you'd like to hear them live.
Cool. I'm going to do this next one just solo, but this one's called Denali Dave.
Tinsel and lights lined the walls. A thick, heavy air stayed in the halls. A dark bunk room with beds that creak. This place is quaint and certainly cheap. His voice tuned up and scratchy at best. It sounds like a record's crackling hiss. He told of a road with little, no rest. His car died a cancerous death. He loved to cook and live for the trail, stayed all winter to tell his tale to traveling folks like you and I, and those who listen say thanks and goodbye. He He called himself Denali Dave. That big old beard wasn't worth a shave. Dollars, nickels, and tips to save. He kept it simple just to have his way. His family said, Dave, come back home. You can't live your life like a rolling stone. You walk with a cane and an old hip bone. Just live the way we've always known. He loved to cook and live for the trail. Stayed all winter to tell his tale to traveling folks like you and I, and those who listen say thanks and goodbye.
The time is 8:01. You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado. Also streaming online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned now for Corriente.
Corina, ponme la mano aquí, ponme la mano aquí, ma Corina, ponme la mano aquí. Tus pies dejaban la estera y se escapaba tu saya buscando la gorda raya que al ver tu talle tan fino, las cañas a su de guanábana madura, y era tu fina cintura la misma de aquel danzón. Ponme la mano aquí, ma Corina, ponme la mano aquí, ponme la mano aquí, ma Corina. Después el amanecer que de mis brazos te lleva, y yo sin saber qué hacer de aquel olor a mujer, a mango y a caña nueva con que me llenaste al son caliente de aquel. Ponme la mano aquí, ma Corina, ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, ma Corina, ponme la mano aquí.
Good evening. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente. My name is Catherine, and I'll be here until 10 o'clock. I have lots of great music tonight, as well as a special set of songs that local artist El Javi recorded yesterday in our Denver studios that I will play in a little bit. And tonight's show is dedicated to two incredible women who would have celebrated birthdays this past weekend, Chabela Vargas and Selena. Chabela Vargas would have been 97 years old on Sunday, and Selena would have turned 45 on Saturday. We just heard a song by Chabela that was the track Ma Corina, and up next we are going to hear Selena doing her big hit Amor Prohibido. If there is anything that you would like to hear tonight, let me know at 303-825-0619. That is the phone number here in the studio. Here is Selena.